Merry Christmas to all of you. Certainly a joyous time as we come here on this, the first Sunday of Christmas, and we approach the altar where our Lord comes to dwell among us in a sacramental form in the Most Holy Eucharist. We, in a sense, approach the creche. We approach the Nativity. We approach both Bethlehem. We approach Nazareth. And there are just a couple of things I think is important for us to reflect upon. First off, to all the parents who've put forth so much work and effort to make Christmas special at home, it is important for you to take time in silence. You might say, Father, you've never been to our home. Certainly, we need to simplify our lives so that there's not a lot of distraction exteriorly. Sometimes that is hard to do with family. But more importantly, there must be silence interiorly. And we learn from the Blessed Virgin Mary on how to keep our eyes fixed on her Son, our Lord, there to meditate on the beauty of Him coming to us. And so I just encourage all of us to strive for silence, because it is in that silence that the Lord comes to us. He consoles us. He strengthens us. He speaks to us. Silence, as you know, is super powerful. It is there that He gives us insight into our own weakness, our own attachments, our own fear, the many things that rob us from union with Him. And so during this Christmas time, as we approach the Lord, both in Bethlehem and Nazareth, the Lord is inviting us into a great silence. And we have to believe that when we approach that silence, the Lord will reveal Himself to us in small, maybe even hidden ways. But He wants to come and He wants to encounter us in silence. Secondly, as we approach Bethlehem and Nazareth, the creche, we come to reflect and meditate on poverty. And all of you who are married, it's important that you reflect on your marriage. Because when you said yes to your spouse, you were saying no to yourself and yes to giving your life in service of the Lord, first and foremost, but in service of your spouse to help them in getting to heaven. And so your very marriage is a yes to poverty. It is a yes to what the second person of the Holy Trinity did for us. He did not deem equality something to be grasped at, but emptied Himself, being born of man. And so, by our very entrance into marriage, we are called to embody that same poverty of which Christ embraced Himself, being born of man. And it wasn't that He just was born of man. He went further than that. He was born as a child in a stable, in poverty. And so it is in marriage that we learn so many opportunities, so many ways in which to live out that simplicity, that poverty of which Christ embraced. To the children, you too are called to poverty, simplicity. Christmas oftentimes is a time of great joy. It is a time of giving gifts, of receiving gifts. But it is so easy for us to be attached to the things of the world, to our presents, to the things that have been given to us. But if it takes us away from union with Jesus Christ, then it is a distraction. And so while the toys should bring us joy, it's part of the reason that they're given to us, it is a joy that should lead us to thanking God for the greatest gift that we've ever received, and that is the gift of His Son who came to free us from sin so that we might have eternal life. And so when we think of poverty, we have to think of humility. We have to think of detachment from worldly things. We have to think of detachment from desire for honor and recognition. There's so many things for us to think about that we are called to detach ourselves from so that we might attach ourselves to Him who first became poor for us. And it is in that poverty that He comes to seek us. And a part of that humility is acknowledging where we truly are. If we are not free to love generously, then we acknowledge that. And we ask the Christ child to teach us the way by which to love with the supernatural love with which He has come to teach us, show us, and to give us the ability to participate in. And so poverty is one of those things of which we are being invited into when we approach the Lord both in Bethlehem and at Nazareth. And then the last thing that I would just say is that we are called to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus as our dear Lady and Saint Joseph did in Bethlehem. And so we have to think about our day, our schedule, our focus of our work day, our time at home, whatever it might be. We keep our eyes fixed on the Christ child because He is the one who wants to teach us the things that are most important in life, in our marriages, in our families, in our work, in everything that we do. He came to teach us the way to eternal happiness. And so today, as we come here to the altar, we approach Bethlehem, we approach Nazareth, we come to learn silence, we come to learn poverty, and we learn how to keep our eyes fixed on Him.